Right now, as promised, David Dolan is going to interact with us about what's happening in the Middle East. There's a lot going on. We want to get to that conversation with David right now. David, a longtime journalist in Jerusalem, so he has great insight in what really is indeed going on in a very important part of our world, the Middle Eastern region. David, a strike took place by someone against a Syrian military base just in the last 48 hours. Speculation by the enemies and the neighbors of the Israelis that it was the Israeli Air Force that did it. Somebody in the Washington, D.C. Obama administration confirming that was the case. I don't know if the Israelis have said anything yet, but talk to me about that strike. Israel has done it in the past. Logically, they could have done it this time as well.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. And the only difference is this apparently was an attack from the sea and not from just air, which Israel did do a lot of during the fighting in Lebanon, during the war in Lebanon from 1982 on. There was a lot of naval activity, but not to do with Syria so much. That would be a bit of a change. The Israeli leadership has been stressing that they won't allow Syrian missiles or chemical weapons or anything like that to be transferred outside of the country, either to Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is the main recipient or has been, or to anybody else. And apparently this was either a shipment coming in to bolster the Assad regime, or it was something going out. We just don't know. We're getting conflicting reports. As you say, Israel has not confirmed that it carried out this military strike, but it does seem to be the most likely candidate to have done so. The other would be the United States, but since President Obama decided not to carry out his threats to engage Syria militarily, when was that, a month and a half ago or so, then it's unlikely it would have been anything from the United States or any of Turkey or anybody else, but Israel is the main culprit probably. But again, they're going to keep to their word to stay out of that war unless they see those weapons being transferred to others, or unless they're receiving weapons that they feel would be extra threatening to Israel. So it's probably one or the other there, and I assume we will find out all the details in a while. It usually leaks out a week or two after any such activity.
Yes, Israel pretty tight-lipped about any military action they take, especially in the region. But it's probably a necessity, is it not, David? Because if they get those weapons into the hands of Hezbollah there at Israel's northern border, where Hezbollah is located in southern Lebanon, they could attack as they have in the past. And also, there is a lot of conversation about the Bashar Assad regimes and its military moving against Israel, trying to take back the Golan Heights. So they have to be on alert, and they must be involved, I would suggest, in these preemptive attacks. Would you not agree?
Well, yes. They can't just sit by and do nothing when a full-scale war is raging right along their border. I mean, the United States would be forced to do that if there was, God forbid, the French and the English-speaking Canadians ever go at it or something, and there's war raging right along the border of New York State or something, there'd have to be some attention paid to it. And it's the same with Israel. And on top of that, of course, is the very obvious fact that Syria's been one of Israel's main enemies all along. It's never signed an armistice agreement, let alone a peace accord, as Jordan has, as Egypt has, and as Lebanon was beginning to do before the Syrians scuttled it in 1983. They are an enemy state and will remain so, the Israelis believe, even if the Sunni Muslims fighting against Assad take over. It will probably remain hostile to Israel. They don't expect a change in that, but they certainly are going to watch what's going on now and not just allow weapons to flow hither and yonder from Syria. It's just too dangerous for Israel's interests to let that happen.
Very interesting comments coming from the president of Israel, Shimon Peres. That's somewhat of a figurehead position, but he was visiting a military base, and it may be in reaction to what's been going on there in southern Lebanon and on the border with Syria. But Shimon Peres said that Israel has secret weapons that nobody knows about. What was he probably talking about?
They're secret weapons, so even if I knew, I couldn't say. But No, Jimmy, I have to say that I have heard things, of course, over the years about development of weapon systems and, you know, advances in stealth technology and different things. But I think, frankly, most people will be surprised if these systems, weapons, methods are used, which they probably would be in any Iranian strike. I think it may surprise even many in the Israeli military establishment, because they're pretty careful about keeping secret things that should be kept secret, for the most part. And we only had a confirmation that that Israel had a capacity to make nuclear weapons when an Israeli went abroad. This was about 25 years ago, and revealed the details of it in a British newspaper, etc. So it can happen, but it rarely does. And but Peres, Shimon Peres, obviously was briefed to the point. He probably wasn't told everything, but to the point where he has a pretty good idea what capabilities they have, and he just couldn't help but to remark on that. And I think, again, this adds to Israel's deterrence. So that's an important thing. So to have someone like Peres say that doesn't hurt, even if maybe it's exaggerated, but we won't know until the events actually unfold.
David, I was interested in a comment made by a commentator on the news, one of the political pundits in Israel, saying that the secret weapon was the Almighty God himself. And you look at Bible prophecy, that will be the case. He will intercede to protect the Jewish state of Israel from any total harm. Very interesting, in light of how the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, at the United Nations General Assembly just recently used a lot of Bible prophecy in his statement to the world. What about John Kerry? He's on his way back into Israel. Looks like the peace process between the Israelis, Palestinians, somewhat faltering. Is it going to fall apart, and or can Kerry put it back together?
I think it's going to just remain where it's been for the past few years, and that's the expectation I had at the beginning of this process 4 or 5 months ago, and it's still the case. There's no sign that the Palestinians are changing their positions. They're insisting on a full Israeli building halt, including in Jerusalem, the eastern side of Jerusalem, before they'll really talk seriously. The Israelis have released these prisoners, and we had another wave of prisoner release this week. Very unpopular in Israel. These are terrorists. Most of them have actually maimed or killed Israelis, but it was a gesture. But I think it's as far as the Netanyahu government's going to go in terms of its, giving towards this process. So Kerry has his work cut out for him. And again, it's just a low priority right now on Israel's list of things that need to be looked at. Egypt, Syria, Iran, Lebanon, far more important right now. So he can come back, but I wouldn't say that he's going to leave with the situation much changed.
Yes, probably the case. Very interesting story coming out of Jerusalem. Thousands of Ethiopians on Friday got together, celebration of their immigration into the land from out of Ethiopia over the last 40, 50 years, celebrating but saying this is only one step. The article said one step towards the coming of Messiah and the temple being rebuilt. That's an interesting statement from these Ethiopians, but they're back in the land.
They are indeed, and as Isaiah 43 says, I'll say to the north, release them, and to the south, do not imprison them. They've come due south of Israel from Ethiopia. If you look on a map, it's due south, as many Russians have, and keep coming from the north. So prophecy being fulfilled, it's exciting, and it's great to be alive, to be able to see this unfold, and it's happening in our lifetime.
It is indeed. That is a great statement by which we conclude our conversation. It's happening in our lifetime. Many of the prophetic passages laying out the end time scenario, all coming together seemingly in the land of the Bible, the Jewish state of Israel. And David Dolan stays on top of those stories for us. Longtime journalist in Jerusalem covering the entire Middle East, but especially Israel and the Jewish people and the city of Jerusalem. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. I'm sure we'll have another conversation down the way.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.